Temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday, then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Work. I'm Andrew James. After complaints of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve, city officials say they're looking into new solutions to this problem. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says new technology is on the way for the police department. Registered sex offender David Kane was arrested at Davis Elementary School. School officials say Kane was turned away from campus after not being able to provide a valid reason for being there. He later made it inside the school after a visitor opened a door. He is now being held on $15,000 bond. And Prattville police are looking for a missing teen. They say 14-year-old Bradley Blake was last seen leaving his dad's house in Prattville Tuesday. He may be headed to his mom's house in Sylacauga. Police say he was last seen wearing a red hoodie. If you have any information, please call Prattville Police. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Dave, I tried to start playing this every hour at the top of the hour. And Jack Campbell said no.
I mean, they're talking about him right here. Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Quick.
I'm frankly disappointed. Gross. I'm reading a Reddit thread on Ask Reddit. What's something you happily do that others would think is the grossest thing ever? And I'm reading through this, and people are horrific.
Yes.
Golly.
People are gross.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even do a radio show after reading this. All right, 272-922. I'm going to pull it together. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. All right, here's where I want to go on this. I've got a strong opinions on the attorney general pick that Donald Trump has made. And I reserved opinion on this, and I think I will reserve ultimate opinion, at least today. But I have some concerns with the pick by Donald J. Trump of William Barr. William Barr was the attorney general, or an attorney general, for 2 years for George H.W. Bush. George H.W. Bush is the quintessential globalist. He was in Dallas the day Kennedy was killed, and he lied about it. Said he didn't know where he was that day. No, my friend, you were in Dallas. Everybody in America knows where they were the day Kennedy was killed. If you were alive and cognizant and weren't a vegetable or a baby.
A vegetable.
What do you say? Vegetable?
Yeah.
There's an E in there. Vegetable. If you say vegetable like a mafia boss.
It's a vegetable.
You know where you were that day. George H.W. Bush did not.
Yeah, I don't remember, frankly.
Oh, okay.
That could have been anywhere. Might have been on the at the family compound up in Maine. Not sure. Lindsey Graham met with Bill Barr yesterday. Now, I'm going to read you some quotes. This is a Bloomberg piece here. I'm going to read you some quotes. Graham says, this is the headline. Graham says Trump's attorney general pick won't end the Mueller probe. Here is what Lindsey Graham had to say. He said he'll let special counsel Robert Mueller complete his Russia probe and err on the side of transparency in handling Mueller's final report. I don't have a problem with it. A lot of you do. I do not. Graham, a close ally of Trump, met Wednesday. Since when has Graham been a close ally of Trump?
He
has been since the Kavanaugh hearing, but he was not prior to that.
Yeah,
he and McCain were big anti-never-Trumpers. He ran against Trump.
Yeah, just because you ran against somebody doesn't mean that
you
say some things in the heat of a campaign, maybe you don't necessarily mean 100%.
What? I disagree. Met Wednesday with William Barr. That was yesterday. Okay? I asked Mr. Barr directly. This was Lindsey Graham on the air, on the record. I asked Mr. Barr directly, do you think Bob, Mr. Mueller, is on a witch hunt? He said no. Do you think he would be fair to the president and the country as a whole? He said yes, Graham told reporters. Barr said that when Mueller's report is delivered to him, he would go through a process to determine what could be shared with Congress and the public, erring on the side of transparency. He said he'll bring that commitment into conflict with the White House if he needs to. So what's my problem with this? What's my problem with this? Do you guys know anything about the relationship between William Barr and Robert Mueller?
Nope.
More importantly, I'm going to read some facts here in a moment, and you probably will never hear these on the evening news or Fox News. These are facts. You'll never hear these on the evening news or Fox News. You'll not hear them on other radio shows, but you're going to hear them here. I'm going to read some facts. And you tell me two things. One, should the president of the United States be concerned by these facts? And two, did he know about these facts prior to selecting William Barr to be the attorney general in waiting? Would it surprise you if yesterday Senator Lindsey Graham outlined that Attorney General William Barr and Special Counsel Robert Mueller are close personal friends?
Would not surprise me.
And that they have been close personal friends for decades.
Does not surprise me.
Here's the quote. They've been personal friends for over 20 years. Noting that they worked together previously at the Department of Justice. Would it surprise you if William Barr said to Lindsey Graham yesterday that his opinion of Mr. Mueller is very, very high in terms of ethics and character and professionalism?
Not surprising.
And did you know that Lindsey Graham said that Bill Barr's wife and Robert Mueller's wives are the fastest of friends, and they attend a weekly Bible study together. And that Mueller has attended the weddings of both of Bill Barr's daughters. Graham even said to the reporters, I didn't know that they were that close, personally. So the first question is,
well, my first question is, Bible study, that's code for they get drunk in the middle of the day, right? With Lindsey Graham, with Lindsey Graham's wife, or wait.
No, it's not. Lindsey Graham's not a wife.
That's right. So Mueller's wife and
Barr's wife.
Yeah. They're out getting drunk in the middle of the day.
They're studying the Bible, Mallory.
If they open the Bible and said Bible study, like, I'll give you $10.
But they hang out on a weekly basis.
Right.
In a small group.
Right, exactly. A small group of ladies clucking about other ladies while blotto.
You know how women gossip, right? You need to pray for Susie Ann.
That's right.
Susie Ann's going through some stuff. Oh, you haven't heard?
Exactly.
Women, don't roll your eyes. You know you all do it. I've heard it. I've heard it in my own house. Not from my wife. She does not gossip. I've heard it from friends of hers who gossip to her by saying, oh, have you heard about so-and-so? You need to pray for
her. We have
to
pray for her.
You know what she's going through? You know what she did?
Do you know what Johnny did?
Yeah, you need to pray for him.
Were there terrible kids? Sorry.
Dave, this is hitting too close to home.
No, I just...
Are you changing the names to protect the guilty?
No, I'm just saying.
So these are my questions. Should Donald Trump have known about this prior to selecting Bill Barr? And did he?
Should have, didn't. I mean, if Lindsay didn't know about the...
Bible study?
About the alleged Bible study.
And the weddings? And the 20 years of close personal friendship?
Yeah, I mean...
And the working together?
If that's... But, I mean, like, it's Washington. Like, if that surprises you, then, you know...
Well, here's the deal. I think a lot of people saw this interview yesterday with Graham or caught wind of it. Actually, they're trying to keep it quiet. I've not seen it reported anywhere big. But he said it was on the record with reporters. They just, you know, like, New York Times didn't print this stuff.
Right.
The Washington Post didn't print this stuff. If I'm right... I have had this sneaking, nagging suspicion that Robert Mueller and all of this is a smokescreen. I have had this sneaking...
Yeah, you said this for a while.
I have. And every time I start to get over that suspicion and I start to turn and I say, Jeff Sessions is evil and he screwed up, and I start to have that feeling that he screwed up and he turned his back on Trump and he shouldn't have recused and he's a deep state, he's either compromised or he's deep state, or every time I start to think that way... Something like this happens. This gave me a great deal of comfort, because I do not believe Donald Trump would have chosen Bill Barr without knowing Bill Barr's connections, particularly because he came from the George H.W. Bush White House. I believe he would have vetted him very carefully and very cautiously. I've done in my past background research on people. It would not be terribly difficult to come across these facts.
Correct.
I cannot believe the President of the United States did not hire someone to do a twice-over on Bill Barr before selecting him. Someone probably came to him and said, Mr. President, the guy we need to select is a guy named Bill Barr.
Who?
Who? Who's Bill Barr?
Never heard of him.
He was, Mr. President, the Attorney General for George H.W. Bush.
The globalist? Wrong. We are not appointing him.
Mr. President, hear me out. He's close to Robert Mueller.
Wrong. We are not appointing him.
Their wives go to Bible study together or get drunk.
Allegedly.
He's been to Mueller's two children's weddings.
I've been to a lot of weddings. I went to Hillary's wedding. I mean, whatever that wedding was. She came to mine.
Chelsea's wedding.
Sure. Whoever. The girl.
Webb Hubble's daughter. You talking about Webb Hubble's daughter? Yeah, I went to that wedding. Chelsea Hubble. Clinton.
I'm now dead.
Looks just like you.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a... Hold on.
Yeah, no, we did this one.
Did you see a picture of Webb Hubble's daughter and Chelsea together?
Yeah, I've never seen a picture of the daughter and her together.
Oh, David.
Oh, no.
David, allow me to type why we're talking.
That was really funny.
Webb Hubble's daughter and Chelsea Clinton. Look at the side-by-side of these two.
Oh! That's the same person.
It's not, though. They have the same father.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That is. Incroyable.
Webb Hubble's daughter and Chelsea Clinton.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
I just got a suspicion, Dave. I can't put my finger on it. I can't articulate it. I can tell you all the facts that make sense to me, but Donald Trump, if he truly thought Robert Mueller was coming after him, would withdraw the nomination of Bill Barr in light of these facts.
Right.
He would withdraw it.
Very fast.
If he truly thought he or his children could go to prison, or he could be removed from the presidency and humiliated for all time, and be known as Richard Nixon Part 2, he would remove Bill Barr if he thought that Robert Mueller was really after him. I'm just telling you. And I go back to the fact, do you know who interviewed Robert Mueller the day before he was picked to be special counsel?
I do not.
Donald J. Trump in the White House interviewed him. We'll be back.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Their resumes are killer, but their social skills are lacking. Listen to what the University of South Alabama is doing to ready them for the workplace. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
News, 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. I have David L. Mowry with me here. David.
George.
Oh, man, you know
what? Did you lose your story of the hour?
I lost some copy.
Oh, no. Where is it?
I'll find it. Hang on.
Where is it? Somebody took it, Baron.
She was looking so right.
I found it. Accidentally put it back in my bag. I had 3 days worth of stories, and I said, anyway, before we get back into Mueller for just a moment, I do want to tell everybody about my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Guys, if you are considering adoption, if you're not considering adoption, maybe you should. If you are considering it, you know that it can be daunting and confusing and expensive, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be daunting and confusing and expensive. Sam and his wife, Mary Beth, found the process to be just that, daunting and confusing and expensive when they were adopting their first son, and they said there's got to be a better way. Sam McClure goes out and founded the Adoption Law Firm on the web, theadoptionfirm.com. Go there. Go there. They have a wonderful, professionally made video of the Darnell's adoption story. It's a wonderful, wonderful short story here. It's a local family to this area, and when you go to theadoptionfirm.com, you can check it out. It's really, really something to see, really something to behold. But get in touch with Sam McClure if you have any questions at all about adoption, considering adoption, want to begin the process, foreign adoptions, infant adoptions, foster care adoptions, foster parenting, all that kind of stuff. He can help you with that. Hundreds of parents every day looking for an adoptive family to partner with them to raise their child. You got a lot of people out there, a lot of young pregnant people that are looking for a wonderful home for their child. And he can help put you in touch with those people, walk you through the process. It's just a miracle. It truly is the miracle of adoption. 546-2009. That's how you can call them. Theadoptionfirm.com. Theadoptionfirm.com. 546-2009. 546-2009. Sam McClure, a decent, honest, upstanding, great human being. He's my neighbor. He's my friend. I've known him for a long time. He's a good, good guy. But don't hold that against him. Don't hold that against him. So if you call him and say, you know Barron, he say, yeah.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, I want to get back into this Mueller deal for just a second. When you think of Donald Trump's term to date, do you think of the accomplishments or do you think of the setbacks? Do you think of the accomplishments or do you think of Mueller?
Accomplishments.
I do too. You know what most people think of?
The other stuff.
Mueller and Russia. They don't think of tax cuts. They don't think of the corporate tax cut getting slashed and creating jobs and increasing the stock market. They don't think about the regulations that are getting cut that are allowing businesses to flourish for the first time. They don't think about the trillions of dollars pouring back into the country. They don't think about the trade that's getting improved on a daily basis. They don't think about steel manufacturing coming back to the United States. Most people don't focus on any of this stuff because we think about it because we notice it and we're familiar with the process. They don't think about it. They don't think about it. I think Donald Trump realizes that. I'm going back to this. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not hocus pocus, not any of that. I truly believe Robert Mueller and Donald Trump are on the same page. I've just believed it from the beginning.
Yeah, you've been consistent on this.
I have wavered. I have wavered. There have been times I've wondered whether I'm crazy. There have been times when I'm the only one left in the room who believes as I believe. But I truly, deep down, believe in the end, gosh, I don't even want to say it out loud. I think in the end, people will go, that Barron, he's not as crazy as I thought he was. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Is that a fair enough way to put it? Petulant Trump storms out of waste of time meeting with Schumer and Pelosi. This was the headline here. President Trump fumed on Wednesday after walking out of a, quote, waste of time meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi after the Democratic leaders refused to approve any type of funding for his wall. Here's what he said on Twitter. Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked, what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up? Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said, bye-bye. Nothing else works. And this is the best part of this whole thing. A Democratic staffer who was in the meeting was astonished that Trump actually used the words bye-bye before asking them to get out of the White House. He was beside himself. That's not how you treat people, bye-bye. Well, either is saying, I want you to open government up and we're not going to give you the wall we all said we wanted. Pence described the moment Trump walked out of the White House as a, quote, total waste of time also. At least they're consistent on the talking point. Excuse me.
I got a bug in my throat.
Not a real bug. Do you remember Goldie Hawn in Overboard? I just ate a bug. That's what I feel like. I just ate a bug. Anyway, go Donald. President's demanded 5.7 for his border wall. Back to Bill Barr for a second. I skipped over the story for a second for a reason. I went from Lindsey Graham to the border wall back to Bill Barr for a reason. Because I wanted you to have a thought in your head of, that's right, he is a master negotiator. He's a master negotiator. Not a master manipulator, a master negotiator. Because among the facts I read you during the first segment and the beginning of this segment, Bill Barr went to Robert Mueller's wedding. Bill Barr went to this. Bill Barr went to that. Bill Barr and Robert Mueller have been big buddies for 20 years. Their wives go to Bible study together. Here is the headline from Vox in December. Trump's attorney general nominee wrote a memo expressing deep suspicion of the Mueller probe. Donald Trump's attorney general nominee Bill Barr blasted the Mueller investigation's obstruction of justice inquiry in a private memo to the Department of Justice this June. I didn't know this, but apparently former attorneys general write memos commenting on what's going on.
Okay.
And if they don't, I'm learning it also for the first time.
Right.
Wall Street Journal first reported the existence of Bill Barr's 19-page memo. The New York Times posted the full memo on Thursday. You can actually go read it. In it, Barr admits that he's in the dark about many facts, but went on to make a lengthy argument that Special Counsel Robert Mueller appeared to be proposing an unprecedented expansion of the obstruction laws that he claims have grave consequences to the executive branch. And then the story goes on to quote some of the details. Here is what Rod Rosenstein said about Barr's memo. Keep in mind, Rosenstein is leaving.
Bye-bye.
Barr is coming in. Bye-bye.
He's going bye-bye.
It does remain theoretically possible that Barr could change his view if he's confirmed and then briefed about the investigation. Asked about the memo at a press conference, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said that it reflected Barr's personal opinion, adding, quote, our decisions are informed by our knowledge of the actual facts of this case, which Mr. Barr didn't have, seemingly implying that there's a more substantial basis to investigate Trump for obstruction than Barr knows about. That last part was editorializing. I want you to think in the alternative world that I've created here. Is it possible that Barr did disagree with his good friend Robert Mueller on the obstruction?
Yeah.
And then he raises the issue in a private memo to Mueller and to the Department of Justice saying, what's going on here? This is ridiculous. And Mueller, because Barr's not involved, can't discuss the facts with him and can't say, you don't understand what we're doing. Sit tight. You'll see. It'll all make sense. Because that kind of stuff gives stuff away. That's leaking without leaking. That's legally leaking.
Right.
Sit tight. Everything's going to be cool. You're going to make... Just don't burn your bridges. Is it possible Rod Rosenstein is not the person all of you think he is? Go back and listen. Now, Barr is criticizing Mueller from outside, looking in. And Rosenstein says, our decisions are informed by our knowledge of the actual facts of the case, which Mr. Barr didn't have. Is it possible Rosenstein is aware of Mueller being the guy I think Mueller might be, and that Mueller and Trump are on the same page, and that Trump and Rosenstein are on the same page? But Rosenstein's leaving. Yeah, okay. Maybe he wants to cash out before the entire globalist corporatist world finds out he's a Trumper. You know what I mean? I don't know. I could be wrong about all this. But Trump is strong enough to tell Nancy and Chuck to get the hell out of the White House. He's strong enough to pick his attorney general. And he's strong enough to do it with the facts. That's why I had that intermediate story in between the two spins of that story. We'll be back, guys. Cole Plumbing, generous sponsors of hour number three. During the second hour, we told you somebody called in, told us a great story about Cole Plumbing. Get in touch with them, guys. They're just the best. 279-8919. 279-8919. You check them out online. ColePlumbing.com. Cole Plumbing, very, very generous sponsors of hour number three. When you have trouble with your bulb, call on Cole.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a chilly forecast today, but no Arctic air in our immediate future. Today, sunshine with a high temperature right around 50. North winds not as strong today, 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze. Low temperature by dawn. We'll say 28 to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Friday's high around 54. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Then showers become likely Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday. Upper 50s on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday, then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASC. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Guys, welcome back in. 35 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you each and every day. Well, I'm here each and every day. Dave's here on Thursdays and special occasions. He's welcome any day he wants to come in. He just comes by on Thursdays and special occasions. Miss Dot is at Eastbrook Flea Market all the time. If you've not been by Eastbrook Flea Market, please, by all means, go. It's revolutionary. It really will change the way you look at shopping, particularly for gifts, special occasions. If you want to do, I mean, I do a lot of house decorating over at Eastbrook Flea Market. You know, where else are you going to find a 4-foot by 6-foot picture of a clipper ship from the 1800s that you can hang in your dining room? You know, well, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique.
You'd find one there.
Yeah, with a green background because everything else in the dining room is green.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. Big fan of boats and pirates and skulls and
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Anyway, get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. They have everything under the sun. All the rage these days. Dave, you and I are way ahead of the curve on this one. But all the rage these days, cast iron cooking is coming back.
Cast iron skills made
a big comeback.
We've already been
ahead of the curve on this.
Oh, yeah.
But they have it.
These ones are already seasoned.
Oh, seasoned already. They got years worth of love in them. They're cleaned up. They're great. The price is right. Some of that cast iron cookware can get kind of salty.
Yeah, for sure.
On the expense side. I was looking at a Dutch oven the other day because I wanted to add a larger cast iron Dutch oven to the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You had to get a layaway plan?
Yeah. I didn't have $93 to pay for my the new Dutch oven and lid. The lid sold separately, by the way, for $21. I'm going to look a little closer at Eastbrook Flea Market next time I'm in there and see if I can get the 5-quart Dutch oven and cast iron. I'm not paying $93.
Right.
That's not in my budget. Anyway, get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. They got everything. New, used, dress-up stuff, vinyl records, classic vinyl records down in Booth 91 downstairs. Get over there. You're going to love it. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall got some specials coming up in February. Stay tuned. Got a customer appreciation day coming up pretty soon. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 23 minutes before noon. Randall.
Well, while on that subject, has the cast iron skillet done you any good, sir?
The cast iron skillet, Dave, have you seen the pictures of me and my cooking in the cast iron skillet?
Yeah, or mine.
Yeah, the cast iron skillet is absolutely, I want to nominate it for a Nobel Prize.
Yes.
No, I'm not. Okay, so you can look in the mirror and tell the difference. Hold on.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember the skillet, remember a while back, the cast iron skillet cooking, what it did for me? Come on, man.
Yes, I do remember.
Okay, now, hey, but the question is, can Mueller be appointed Attorney General as soon as the investigation over, or does he have to wait to 2020? That's my question.
Who? He will not be appointed.
No, he's talking about, he means the other guy.
Barr?
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants the day he takes office. He'll be the head honcho in charge.
No, I'm saying Mueller, after he's done with this investigation, I'm saying that's Trump's Attorney General for the future. There ain't no way he don't become Attorney General.
Robert Mueller?
Yeah.
No. He'll ride off into the sunset.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because even if what Barron is saying is true, for him to turn around and be appointed as the Attorney General everyone would go nuts. If he somehow basically exonerates Trump. You know,
and then he's rewarded.
Roots out some corruption in the department, and then gets the libs would go nuts then because they think that, you know, they got keep calm and trust Mueller shirts going on, you know.
They think he's gonna
end this criminal regime, you know. Like, hey, guess what, buddy? Not gonna happen.
I think the way that man, I don't think he's gonna care. I say 2020, he's Attorney General. That man, he is on it. This is a ball game. How can they? I mean, Barron, you know what you're saying is true. I mean, there ain't no which way the way is about.
I just do not believe a guy like Donald Trump would sit there as President of the United States with all of the benefits available to the president, all of the abilities that the president has, and watch a guy like Mueller take him down. I cannot, if he thought Mueller had a shot at taking him down, if he thought Mueller had a chance at putting one of his children in prison, Mueller's ass would be so far gone. Rosenstein would be gone. Sessions would have been gone. He would overturn the entire Department of Justice. He would take it from the foundations and toss it in the Potomac. I'm telling you, he would not, this is Donald J. Trump. He would not sit back and go, well, I guess they're going to get me.
No, he ain't just make this plan out overnight either. I want to make a gentleman's bet with you. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, because they're coming up. Man, they had that sandwich they had on special.
How do you know they're coming up? How often do you listen to know they're in the next ad we do?
They had a chicken. I had never ate one of those sandwiches. That chicken sandwich they had on special the week before Christmas, I got it three times. That thing is jumping. I'm telling you, that's the baddest sandwich. You gotta quit talking about them cheese pizzas. Y'all wipe that off the menu. Them sandwiches on fire. Jack, I wish I listened to you a long time ago. Jack's all about the sandwiches, and I never had one.
Yeah, the sandwiches are dynamite. Have you had the Italian or the Gump?
I'm the first one I ever had because I just go in there and get the special. That's all I ever say. I don't get look at the menu.
The Italian sandwich with all the different cuts and
That's a smart man. He doesn't even look at the menu. He just goes in and gets the special.
Yeah.
You can't. If it says special from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, why would you want to look at the menu? He made it special for you. He thought about it the week before he even ordered the ingredients. Ain't no way you don't get the special.
Randall out here living in 3019.
Uh-huh. Yeah, way out in the future. Way out in the future.
Man,
you got it. Fellas. Thank you.
Hey, I guarantee you, Miller is 2020. Miller's our attorney general. All right. We'll see.
Dave, I cannot imagine an alternative universe where Donald Trump, the ultimate alpha male,
right,
sits back and just watches Mueller take him down.
Right.
In real time.
Right.
In slow motion. And watches it put Ivanka and Jared and Don Jr. in front. No way. It's just not going to happen. That is not the Donald.
Right.
But bam. Mueller is protected. No, there ain't no protecting. He would fire Mueller, pardon everybody, and move on with life if he thought there was any jeopardy. Period. Clint.
Yeah, roll the dice and let him impeach you at that point.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, Clint. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. You?
We're good.
Hey, look, I'm going to give Randall some backup. I agree with him. It is a possibility, is it not? I mean, D.C. is nothing but possibilities. You know, as time goes by, we'll find out. But
we'll find out.
You know, it is possible.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be a trick?
Yeah, it would be.
Yes. All right, thank you for the call, sir.
Appreciate it, Clint.
Baron, if you believe in the multiverse, anything is possible. Literally anything. And it has happened and will happen again. I'm just saying.
I'll say this. I'm right.
I'm just going to start with this. I'm right.
The consequences of me being wrong mean that there is no United States of America anymore, right? It's like if there's a direct asteroid coming right at the world and the entire world says the asteroid's coming on Thursday next week. Here's Thursday week. It'll be here at noon, right at 12 p.m. And I look right in the camera and I say, they're wrong. It's the safest thing I could possibly say. It's even dumb. If the whole world said there was an asteroid, every scientist in the world said there was an asteroid coming, it's going to wipe out all of humanity next Thursday, I look in the camera and I say, they're wrong. The asteroid didn't come in, and if there is one, it's not going to wipe out all humanity. You know why that's the safest thing I could say?
Because probabilistically.
Because if I'm wrong, everybody's gone.
Right.
But if I'm right,
right,
I'm the genius.
And probabilistically, like, it's not going to actually happen, you know? I mean, because it hasn't happened before.
Right. I'm right. Joey?
Well, I walked in too late. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let's take a phone call.
As usual. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'll catch up. Who's this?
Papa B.
Papa B. How are you?
Hey. Well, Baron, what do you think so far of Trump's strategy about the wall with Congress? What do you think? How do you evaluate?
Donald Trump will get us a wall. He's winning. Donald Trump will get us a wall either way, and they know it. What he's trying to get right now is concessions out of them to reopen the government. But he can't say, I'm holding these workers hostage to get concessions out of you. So he's saying, I'm holding the wall hostage to get concessions out of you.
The Democrats are in a pickle. And I don't know that they are even tasting the juice yet.
No, they've never met a master negotiator like Trump.
This guy is really twisting them in a knot, and they don't know it. The thing is, okay, let's say they continue to not give him the money. Mm-hmm. Well, he's just going to declare a national emergency, start building the wall, and then what are they going to have? They're going to have no negotiation tool. I mean, right now, at least they have, like, DACA or something that they could get out of it, but by the time he gets started, they're going to have nothing to negotiate with. The farther this goes on, the more the left is going to realize just how deeply underwater they are in this negotiation. I think it's starting to dawn on a few of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, interesting to watch a master at work, and Trump is going to get the wall.
That's why we need the camera in here, so they can see Masters at Work on News Talk. That's right, true. Joey?
Oh, Masters indeed.
Dave?
Yes.
All right, thanks, Papa B.
I got it.
I try.
I'm all for it. Why do you think I've been working out so much?
There's a camera right there. There's a computer right there. Why is it not on?
When it was turned on for a little while, and they took it away.
But you know more than I do.
About some things.
Yeah. Randall knows more than I do because I had not looked at the log.
Correctly.
You will verify. He said, I know Midtown Pizza Kitchen's your next spot. Will you look at the log and tell me my next spot, please?
Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Now, I'm not manipulating these out of order, Dave. The next spot is?
Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
I'm just going down the log here. 11:45. Well, it's 11:47. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, not only generous sponsors of this program, but they provide the highest quality Italian dining experience in the entire River Region. Nay, I say the entire state of Alabama. Nay, I say the entire southeastern United States. They are award-winning. Well, we know a little something about award-winning.
We do.
On this radio program. And I can tell you right now, Midtown Pizza Kitchen is award-winning Italian dining, award-winning pizza. And you, my friends, can get there at either location, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen desserts. Start with the appetizer, cheese bread. I mean, you go there with more than two people, you get the cheese bread. Automatic. And it's a no-brainer. Two people, you think about it. But you usually get it anyway. Go by yourself, maybe you just get the cheese bread. Get the slice of pie, add a salad, just $9. Huh? Genius. They got salads, they got sandwiches, they got so much more. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, don't forget the cannoli. Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I'll speak a little louder, I'll even shout. You know that I'm proud and I can't get the words out. Oh, I wanna be with you everywhere. Oh,
wanna carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Let's party like it's 1999. Metro Fitness is celebrating our 20th birthday. We continue to be the best health club in Montgomery with the best group fitness classes in the area, as well as the best programs. Check out all of our boot camps and our boxing camp. Metro Fitness offers it all under one roof. Choose what you want to do at any time that's convenient for you. No signing up online for classes or having to wait for a specific time. January is the time to see the specials Metro has to offer. Happy 20th birthday, Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Auto Save Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at Auto Save Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
Joey Clark joins us for the last segment. Dave Mowry's been here all day. It's because it's a Thursday or a special occasion. I'm here every day. Dire Straits is wherever you need them to be. I've gotten into Dire Straits a lot lately. I've been listening to a lot of their old, you know, obviously all their stuff's old stuff. But a lot of their early stuff. They're
great. Martin offers great solo.
Yeah. But, I mean, that first album,
check out,
that was like their magnum opus, their opening album.
Check out his, he has an album from, I think, 2002. It's called Sailing to Philadelphia. It's great.
His solo album?
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. It sounds like Dire Straits. He's the singer. He's the main guitarist.
Yeah, he's
so
all
he's Dire Straits.
There was another guitarist in that band. I can't think of the name, but he was good. Our number 272-9228. Before we head back to the phones, and before we continue the discussion, I do want to tell everybody about my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. Guys, listen. You love your pets. I know you do. I know you love your pets. But some of you love your pets, and then you feed them garbage. And you wonder why your dog gets sick, why they have arthritis, why they're overweight, why they don't feel good, why they, you know, the mood is down, why they're snappy and bitter. It's because your dog doesn't feel good or your cat doesn't feel good. You don't have to live life that way. You wouldn't eat yourself floor sweepings from China. Well, the big name brand foods, a lot of them, that's what you're getting. They'll change formulations. They won't tell you. All of a sudden, your dog will start rejecting it or start developing an allergy. You think your dog's getting sick and dying. No. They got a bad batch, right? It's like meth, you know? You got to pay attention to this kind of stuff. Go to 4 Healthy Pets, where everything in the store is hand-reviewed by our friend Teresa over there. Oh, did I mention they added a second groomer who's now taking Saturday appointments at 4 Healthy Pets as well? I used to pay like, I don't remember what it was, $55-$60 to get my dog groomed. Pay about half of that now at 4 Healthy Pets. Now she's a little dog. Your mileage may vary on your breed, but get by there when you get the opportunity. They got everything you need: foods, supplies, accessories, supplements, grooming. It's like a one-stop shop to make your pet healthy. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Where are they? Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, same side of the road. You can hit a driver wedge and hit Faulkner University from there. If you're looking at the entrance of Faulkner University where they built that brand new entryway, look to the left up the hill. That's where you'll find them, in that shopping center. Healthwise Foods, Village East Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets Online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Joey Clark, and was this Boomer?
This is he.
Hey,
gentlemen.
How y'all doing today?
You know, I want to say something about this. All this wall and everything, and you know, I live up in Titus, Alabama, and the other day we had an illegal gentleman, which is a mile away from my home, kidnap and hold a lady and her children hostage and threaten to burn the house down. So yeah, folks, it's right here in a little town of Titus, Alabama, right down the road from Montgomery. It's everywhere. My opinion on the wall was this, Baron. Trump's going to get the military, is going to build this wall. Trump's going to reopen the government. We're going to have a wall being built. We're going to reopen the government, and we're going to stick it to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and we're going to make them look like the most idiots that they really are. Now, if you don't think this is serious, people, believe it. I had to wake up Tuesday morning to know that I have illegal alien in my neighborhood. How do you think I feel about that? I mean, you wouldn't want that in Pike Road. You wouldn't want that nowhere in your town. And that's what's wrong with the people in the government. They don't understand. Up there in Washington, they have no concept what goes on in real life in small-town America. And, folks, if we don't start standing up for ourselves, and the damnest thing that we keep doing is keep putting these crazy people back in. It's too late now. The election's over. You got other times you can pre-elect. But right now, we're worried about the problem right now. Build the wall. Let's get these people out of this country. Let's stop spending taxpayers' money on a bunch of junk. Guys, that's all I got to say. Appreciate y'all. God bless y'all, and God bless America. See you later.
Is he advocating for a wall around Titus? Is that what he said? We're going to build a wall in Titus? Who's this?
Hey, it's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, I realize you're about done, aren't you? Don't you finish at 12?
Well, anyway. I'm about through. I'm not a piece of meat. I'm not done.
did you guys see Fox News had a report on the new guidelines for therapy for boys and men that basically doesn't say get rid of toxic masculinity, but get rid of masculinity?
You should listen to more News and Views. You should listen to more News and Views. I went on about a 15-minute rant yesterday about that.
I was going to say I was out of town yesterday.
Well, that's why we have apps and podcasts. There's no excuse.
Well, good work, man.
If you want a good, thorough education, you've got to put in the time.
Well, then let me ask you this.
Oh.
Did you mention the senator from Hawaii blackballing a judicial appointee because he was a member of the Knights of Columbus?
No.
Wow.
And basically saying it was a fraternal organization that was charged with defending traditional values as laid out by the Catholic Church?
No. I did not hear that.
It was
The Knights of Columbus was an insurance program.
Tulsi Gabbard, right?
Was it the woman senator?
There's two women senators.
I think it's interesting that John F. Kennedy was a Knight of Columbus, and I believe Jeb Bush is a Knight of Columbus. And it's like, really? Seriously?
Huh.
You know? How about you want to talk about it?
Are you a Knight of Columbus, Tommy?
No. No.
It's a good organization.
But I just thought it was interesting that
at our parish, they provide breakfast once a month at 9:30.
Well, and then the other story that I read recently.
Sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs.
The Netherlands is talking about criminal charges against all 250 pastors that signed the Nashville statement.
Huh?
They signed the what?
In Netherlands? The Nashville statement?
In the Netherlands, there's a Nashville statement about traditional.
We covered the Nashville statement when it was drafted. It's not the best document ever put together.
Is that like the Port Huron statement?
No, it's
the original Port Huron statement, not the compromise second draft.
This is a statement. Hey, I got to run, Tommy. It's a statement on traditional values, traditional marriage.
And actually, Tulsi Gabbard called out Senator Mazie Hirono.
Mazie Hirono, yeah.
Yeah, as a religious bigot for questioning. The senator's the one who questioned the nominee, Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard said no.
Oh, really? Okay, so I had that wrong. Because I figured that the only Hindu member of Congress was the one that was stunting against the Knights of Columbus. But look at me assuming.
I didn't know Tulsi Gabbard was Hindu.
I forgot that she's a member of the
House.
We have
more Muslims than Hindus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Guys, you know, we need more News and Views in the world. This show needs to go bigger. I'm sorry. We cannot. We'll be back tomorrow. We got to finish. We got